Welcome to Business Online Education on BOE24, the partner of My Online Business Education. Presented to you by Andreas Bernisch and Matt Lloyd.
Hey guys, Matt Lloyd here, and welcome to another episode of Ask Matt Lloyd. I'm actually filming this for you in my suite here in Curacao. I just got done doing the Platinum Mastermind. Okay, so today's question, I'm just going to read this off my computer here. Today's question is from Amuro Wesley, and the person has asked, if I am brand new to internet marketing and I'm on a very limited budget, do you still recommend I do paid traffic, even though I have no idea how to do it? So Amuro's never done it before. Or do you recommend free traffic strategies for a start? And if so, what are the methods that you recommend? Okay, so first of all, even if you are on a limited budget, I would always start off with paid traffic. My answer to anyone who's getting started would be, one of the first traffic mediums that you want to learn how to master or get good at is pay-per-click. Let me tell you why. So pay-per-click, let me just define that. Pay-per-click is, as the name suggests, you pay every time someone clicks on your ad. So for example, Google, if you go to Google and you search for something and you see the little ads down the side, those are Google AdWords ads or pay-per-click ads. Someone is paying to have those ads placed there, and they're triggered by certain keywords that are searched for in Google. So that's Google pay-per-click. You also have Facebook pay-per-click, and pay-per-click is on a lot of different platforms, not just Google, not just Facebook. So basically, pay-per-click is usually when you have those little ads and you're paying every time someone clicks on those ads. So let me tell you why that's such an important traffic source to learn how to get good at. Number one, you're going to learn how to write ads faster doing pay-per-click than any other traffic medium. The reason is you're going to be paying every time someone clicks, so you're going to have to learn how to get someone to click your ad, how to get someone to click a link. That's one of the first skills that you can master with internet marketing. How do you help shape someone's behavior so they're clicking your ad, they're putting in an email address, and you're taking them through a process that leads to them actually buying? So you're going to learn how to write copy. Copywriting is probably, if not the most important skill, it's certainly in the top three most important skills that you can learn as a new internet marketer. The reason is learning how to persuade and, again, shape someone's behavior through the use of words. Really, it's salesmanship in print. That's what copywriting is. And it's a skill that you really have to get good at. Okay, if I didn't know how to write copy, my marketing wouldn't be 1/10 as effective as it is today. Everything that you do in internet marketing, writing emails to your list, getting people on your list in the first place, writing ads, it's all very dependent on your copywriting skills. And most new internet marketers are not that good at writing copy. I certainly wasn't when I got started. So learning how to do pay-per-click, number one, you will learn how to write copy. It will teach you direct response marketing. Okay, so direct response marketing, that's what we do in this business, and that's what you really need to get good at. Getting people to actually take an action, that's a very important skill to master. So that's where I would start off, Amuro. So start off with pay-per-click. Now, when you say that you're on a limited budget, I don't know what that means, but even if that meant you had $5 per day, which would be a pretty limited budget, but you've got to start where you are. Okay, even if you only had $5 per day, that's more than enough to get started. Okay, you could start learning how to write ads even on $5 per day. Okay, and that would get traffic coming in. So then you want to start learning the metrics in your business. So you want to start learning, what am I paying on average to get a click, and how many clicks am I needing to get a sale? In other words, how much do I need to spend to actually get a sale on average? Now, when you're brand new, chances are you haven't had a sale yet. So your first priority is to make that first sale, but you need to be tracking what you're actually spending. Let's say you are doing pay-per-click and you spend $80 to get a sale. Let's say you're promoting something like MTTB, a $49 offer. So if you spend $80 to get a $49 sale, that's perfectly fine. You're going to make more money on the back end anyway. Okay, but get good at writing copy, learn pay-per-click. That's a great place to start. Again, it teaches you direct response marketing. Track everything, okay? So be watching your metrics. How much am I spending per day? How many clicks am I getting per day? Be watching all of that. Learn how to do it. If you don't know how, get a good course on pay-per-click marketing or buy a good book on it and learn how. Okay, so hopefully that helps. As far as free traffic methods that I would be doing, I would complement a paid traffic method like that with having something like a Facebook group. So you'll notice that I have a lot of Facebook communities. So all of these leads that you're getting, you funnel them into your Facebook group. Let's say you send them an email after they get on your list, you're going to invite them to join your Facebook group. Then you're doing videos. You're doing lots and lots of videos where they get to see who you are and you're providing value, you're providing content. But most importantly, you are providing content that leads to the sale. Okay, so in a subtle way throughout all of your content, you are selling. That's the most important thing. Okay, so those two things, video marketing, social media with the Facebook groups, you combine those with email marketing, you're getting people on your list through pay-per-click, that should get you off to a really good start. I know I've just given you a lot of different things, and if you haven't done any of this before, it might sound pretty complicated, but just take it one step at a time. Go and place your first pay-per-click ad, get someone on your list, invite them to a Facebook group, which you can create in 2 minutes, and start doing videos, and that will get you off to a good start. Okay, so hopefully that helps, and I'll see you in the next episode.
This was Business Online Education on BOE 24.
Don't hesitate, it's not too late. Think of the better place we can create.
Face the facts today. There's a better way.